Almost half the world's population is under some type of self-quarantine right now. If that's what it takes to save lives, most people are on board. Of course, there are limits to what we'll tolerate. Singapore's government is intruding on its people in some, let's say, creative ways, including a new tactic they hope spreads across the globe. Here's the world's Patrick Nguyen.
It's an app for your phone called Trace Together. And according to the Singaporean government, it's simple. You just download it and then...
get peace of mind for you and your family through community-driven contact tracing.
Okay, contact tracing. This has been Singapore's top weapon in fighting the new coronavirus. You get infected, officials will interrogate you, go through your phone, look at security camera footage, anything to figure out everyone you may have spread it to. And that takes a lot of time. But this app, it'll help speed things up because every time you spend more than 30 minutes with someone, just hanging out within a 6-foot radius, it will know.
The more people on board Trace Together, the faster we can combat COVID-19. Trace Together, safer together.
Now, the way it works is Bluetooth signals from your phone ping other people's phones, and it records those pings. It only works if both people have the app. Now, potentially letting the government know everyone you hang out with? Well, in Singapore, there are a lot of people who seem fine with that.
There's this sense that, oh, this is an extraordinary situation, so we need to just follow what the government says and fall in line.
That's Kirsten Han, and she's been a little reluctant to fall in line. Han is an activist and journalist in Singapore, and she runs a newsletter called We the Citizens, which often looks at government overreach. She says her reluctance to download the app makes her a bit of an outlier. She says the rally around the flag vibes are pretty heavy now in Singapore.
There is that sort of sentiment that kind of reminded me of what a lot of Americans observed post 9/11, when it was impossible to question the government when it came to security, no matter what they did.
But the government says, look, people have bad memories. They're bad at recalling who they've hung out with. They need this app. Here is the Minister of Information, Janelle Puthucheary, in a recent address.
It means that poor memory will no longer slow down the process of contact tracing. It provides a logbook of those interactions.
He also says, we promise not to look at it unless you're at risk, like if your phone has been around someone who got the virus. And he says the data it collects isn't super revealing anyway.
Two people have the app installed. There's a Bluetooth handshake between their phones, but their phone numbers are not exchanged. There's no geolocation data involved, and personal identifying data is not exchanged either.
Also, at this point, no one is forcing people to use this app, which is why Han isn't necessarily super against it.
The government hasn't said it's mandatory, but there is, you know, a bit of social pressure to download it. What I'm more concerned with is, after the crisis is over, do these powers go away or do they stay?
The app only works in Singapore, a city-state with roughly 5 million people. So, should the rest of the world be concerned about Trace Together? Maybe, because Singapore wants to make its mark by sharing this technology with any government that wants it. And tech teams in Seattle and at MIT, they're already building similar apps. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.